Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Introducing the ID3, the electric car for the people.
Now it's time for Tech Tuesday with Andy O'Donoghue, and we have a second guest with us as well this week for reasons that'll become clear in a second. How many of you are going to miss, do you think, not being able to go to your Christmas office party this year? Maybe it's something that in other years you weren't that pushed about, but you'd love to embrace now if possible. But given that it's not going to be possible to go to a venue, what about a virtual alternative? Andy O'Donoghue, tell us about how tech is giving us Christmas party alternatives.
And Matt, many of us have spent half the year on Zoom calls and Teams calls for work and family life. However, come Christmas, it does look like tech is going to enable us to have some sort of decent Christmas party. And I have to say, I like the sound of it. So the idea is that Zoom will be used for hosting people and other platforms as well. And so, you know, you're going to line up the food delivery and then online, everybody congregates. And so you're going to have workshops, live entertainment, you know, murder mystery parties, beer tastings, makeup tutorials, cook-alongs, everything is possible. And some people are putting together really clever platforms to give what we're all missing, that shared experience.
It strikes me from that there'd be two elements, Andy, that would be important. One would be some sort of party pack, which would have to be delivered to the employee's home, giving them the accoutrements that they would need, including perhaps food and drink, to enjoy the evening. And then secondly, there has to be online entertainment of a kind that engages those who are involved.
Yeah, I think you're right, and they're crucial parts. And so cleverly what people running these businesses have done is they've set about making sure that everybody's aligned. You know, it's bad enough in a restaurant when someone's food arrives, you know, 10 minutes or 15 minutes after or before you, let alone online. So what they're doing is they're going to synchronize the delivery of food. So your food packs and your beer will arrive so that everybody has it ready to go. And then the entertainment starts, and the choice and array of entertainment, Matt, it really is astonishing. Hirespace, a UK company who used to organize real world parties, well, they've added an extra element to this, and they have an entrance experience. And that basically means the comedy bouncer on the Zoom call will check dress code on the way in. And then you can choose, in the case of Hirespace, you can choose from more than 30 immersive rooms, including everything from burlesque to dance floors. And I've even seen that, you know, as you move around the party, and the party even has a little map on screen, there are virtual toilets and smoking areas. So it feels just like the old fashioned Christmas do.
Well, we'll get to some of the things that happen at Christmas do's that aren't supposed to happen in a moment as to whether they could happen online. But Steve Cummins, the comedian, is with us. Steve, great to talk to you again. It's been a while. You're the founder of ZoomParty.ie. Tell us what that is, please.
Well, I am, although my business partner, Sean Gleason, to kill me. I'm co-founder of ZoomParty.ie because it was a joint idea. Yeah, we're 6 months old, would you believe, on Saturday, and we've done over 150 events since we began right across the globe. Like last Friday, I was speaking simultaneously to 19 countries there on Friday. And you're so right about Christmas. I mean, we're inundated at the moment with people just looking to, and it's funny because people are going, we need something. We need, you know, there's not going to be a Christmas party. So we're just going to try and come up with, make the best of it.
And what are you offering, Steve?
Well, that's the thing. We have our Christmas offerings. There's my 12 games of Christmas, which basically I've deconstructed Christmas. And I've come up with 12 really fun mini games involving everything from Christmas movies to the reindeer to a face-to-face try not to laugh challenge using Christmas cracker jokes and stuff. But Andy's 100% right. What you need to make Zoom entertainment work is you need a professional, almost a ringmaster, someone who's going to decide what to do and how to do it. And then obviously the delivery. I'm still blown away by the thought of virtual toilets. I have to admit, I'm still reeling from that last revelation there from Andy. But as you said,
but
yourself,
hang on a second, isn't that the important place where a lot of the times, and I don't want to be accused of being sexist, but often women do hang out together while they're doing their makeup, checking out the conversation about what's going on outside. And that's maybe something that men don't do as much, but that maybe some women will want to replicate in the virtual toilet.
I think men are almost as guilty, if not more than guilty, of standing and having a little bit of a gossip in the toilet. The one that there's an advantage to taking our Christmas parties online, there's less of a chance of any of us ending up naked on the roof of a Garda car at 4 a.m. with a traffic cone in our head. But as I say, less of a chance, because if the party is good enough, online or offline, you're going to go out and have a bit of crack. But you're right. I mean, the alternative for people is this. I mean, obviously this year we're not going to have venues and everything else. But what we can do and what we are offering, like, we're partnered with the right catering company. So we're like a one-stop kind of shop for people. So what happens is they contact us. We're kind of mixing and matching. We don't just do our 12 games of Christmas. We're letting people choose some of our other events. Maybe they want a cocktail made in the middle of it. We are having live music. We've got a very, very big special guest who we're using. And we're only kind of, he's basically a surprise. That's the reason I'm not saying his name out loud. And people can have food delivered and drinks delivered and pre-made cocktails and stuff before the
and
event.
And do you organise that, Steve, or do you have somebody else doing that particular part of the organisation for
you? We have a catering partner. So basically, we're partnered with the right catering company to make it easier for our clients, so that when they ring us up, and we just say at the end of a sales meeting where we're talking about what we can do, an event plan, and then we'll say, by the way, are you looking to do, say, Christmas hampers or gift boxes or whatever? And people are like, yes, oh my God, yes. And I go, here's a number, ring this guy, he's brilliant. And it helps them out. But you're right, we're making, and I don't mean we, just me, but the virtual party really has become something quite special. Wonderful.
It sounds like a great idea. Andy O'Donoghue, I wonder how many companies here in Ireland have actually thought of this as an alternative to the money that they would spend each year in doing a real-time Christmas party.
Well, Matt, you know, it's this Christmas we're going to have to do it. I think listening to Steve and the amount of different options that they're allowing people to choose from, I think this is something that we might see happen more often, even into the middle of next year. I also think it's an opportunity for businesses to pivot. Let's say in London, the 99 Club, famous comedy club, well, they've started to do these virtual events, and they use well-known comedians, and they'll even do kind of a roast the boss, you know, the TV idea of roasting, and they'll get some background and they'll do a live event like that, which I also think is very clever. And it's interesting that Steve mentions that they have some well-known presenters. JLA, who are a famous speaker bureau, and they'd usually get people like you, Matt, to speak at big events. What they've started doing is they're now offering comedians and musicians who have had a bad year from, there's no touring. And so they're now available at a much lower cost to join these online events. So you could get, you know, something really quirky with a twist this year.
Steve Cummins, though, is there a little bit of pressure that perhaps the act you might put on if you were in a real life location has to be a little bit different via Zoom in case employees have their children mulling around the place or whatever?
Absolutely. The reason we work so well is I came up with four rules right in the beginning. And this is, I think, is why we've kind of grown. Rule number one, every interaction I have with someone on a screen has to be positive, because people's first thought when they get a comedian, they go, hang on now, are we going to get Frankie Boyle? He's just going to like attack all our staff. Absolutely not. Second rule is everything we do is COVID free. We don't mention it at all because we're inundated with COVID anyway. So let's not remind. But the third rule is exactly what you said there. Everything we do is squeaky clean, because so many people are working from home. Their children are nearby. Their grandparents are nearby. And I love the fact that when, say, the parents sit down to have an event with us in the evening, and the kids are wandering by and they hear mum and dad laughing, that they can hop up on their laps and join in. Because everything we do is clean. And the fourth rule, and this is really important, everything we do is interactive. To get people to return to the same screen that they've been looking at for 8 hours that day, perhaps, it has to be something not passive and something where they become the star. And it's amazing, because people initially, they worry, they go, hold on now, interactive. I know guys, they won't want to be highlighted. They won't want to be a part of it. it's different now. It's not like you're standing on a stage in a comedy club. This is people are in their own homes and they're at their most confident and they're at their most safe. And people, and the expression I've been using, because I've really learned this in 6 months, is if you give people the opportunity and the environment in which to shine, they absolutely will every time. It's amazing. It's lovely to watch.
Steve Cummins, founder of ZoomParty.ie, and Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us here on Tech Tuesday on The Last Word of Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Introducing the ID3, the electric car for the people.